בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. We've been discussing one of the six constant mitzvahs is to love Hashem. And as the Rambam teaches, the way of coming to love Hashem is by taking note of his amazing creations with admiration. And that will bring us more and more to be able to love Hashem. There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos which teaches that if somebody is on the road and whilst traveling they are thinking Torah thoughts or discussing a Torah topic with another individual, that is very commendable. Firstly, because they are fulfilling a great mitzvah, the mitzvah of Torah learning. And additionally, because Torah learning provides a person a special protection. And when a person is on the road, traveling, sometimes through dangerous places, they might need a special protection. And the Mishnah goes on to say that if whilst one is traveling and involved in Torah, one stops and looks at the tree and says, "What a beautiful tree," then if something happens to this individual, they are responsible for causing themselves damage because beforehand they were protected by the special protection of the Torah. And now because they stopped their learning of Torah in order to view this beautiful tree, that is considered a sin and thereby makes the person lose their special protection. And the question after learning this Mishnah is, didn't the Rambam teach us that the way to coming to love Hashem is by viewing His beautiful creations? So if one is to stop and say, "Wow, what a beautiful tree that is," didn't the Rambam teach us that that is a commendable thing to do, a mitzvah, and in fact, the path to be able to come to fulfilling the great mitzvah of loving Hashem? And if that is the case, why does the Mishnah say that it is a sin to stop one's learning of Torah in order to view the tree, Hashem's wonderful creation? And there's a beautiful teaching said in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe and others that gives us some guidance about how we ought to live our lives. They explain that what the Mishnah means to say is if a person is on the road and learning Torah, which is providing them a special protection, and then stops their learning of Torah, meaning to say they now disconnect from Hashem. When they were learning Torah, they were connected. Now they disconnected. And when they say, "Oh wow, what a beautiful tree," they don't mean it in a way of, "Wow, Hashem, what a beautiful tree you've created," but rather just, "That's a beautiful tree that I just feel like enjoying," taking a break from the Torah. That would be a sin where one loses their special protection, because beforehand they were deeply connected with Hashem through the potency of the Torah learning. And now, by taking a break, especially being on the road in a dangerous situation, the special protection is gone. Whereas if a person is learning Torah and connected to Hashem, but stops in the middle of the learning in order to view a tree and continues the connection with Hashem, saying, "Wow, Hashem, that's an incredible creation of yours. Thank you for such incredible trees and creations that you've given us in your world. I love you so much, Hashem." Then certainly one is not committing a sin because one is continuing the connection with Hashem. We ought to take this advice to heart that throughout our lives, whatever we're doing, whether we're in the holiest of places, whether we're learning a Torah passage, and also when we might find ourselves on the road and in other places which are not particularly holy in our minds, nevertheless, we are able to continue that connection with Hashem wherever we go. We're able to notice Hashem's creations and appreciate them and admire them. And in the same vein, we have the constant opportunity to talk to Hashem wherever we go, whatever we're doing. Thank you, Hashem, for the constant opportunity to be connected with you.